Okay, Rav Osai, after wishing you good morning, we're on Daf Lamed Tes, Amid Aleph, up to the Mishnah. And yesterday we gave an introduction to the Mishnah, and we spoke about 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. And the issue at stake is Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushos. And the simple explanation and understanding of the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, the way we'll see it in Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, is Shtei Kedushos, which means very clearly that either the first day, which is the 30th day of El, is Rosh Hashanah, if the Eidim came and Beis Din was Mekadesh the Chodesh, or the second day, which is day 31, is going to be Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, which means that if the Eidim came on the 30th day, then Chodesh El was Chaser, was 29 days. The 30th day therefore becomes Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. If on the other hand the Eidim didn't come on the 30th day, then Beis Din will be Kaddish the Chodesh on day 31, and Chodesh El is a Mole, and Rosh Hashanah is the following day. And first of all, you have the Makomos Rechokim that are very far away from Beis Din. They certainly had no way of getting access to the information that they needed. You know, they couldn't just open the internet and find out when Beis Din HaGadol was Mekadesh the Chodesh. So they were in this suffix situation. They didn't know whether the 30th day was in fact Rosh Hashanah or whether the 31st day was Rosh Hashanah. And we mentioned yesterday that at the time of Kiddush Al Pi Re'iyah, even areas that were pretty close to the Beis Din HaGadol in Yerushalayim, they too really didn't know which day was sanctified. And the reason for that is because the Eidim could come at any time during the day. They may have seen the new moon the night before, but till they got to Beis Din, you know, they may be coming from a long distance, a long trip. It may be mina mincha l'mala, you know, sometime after mincha that they showed up, and even the people close, they would have had to observe that day as Rosh Hashanah, foreseeing the possibility that the Eidim would come before nightfall, and Beis Din would indeed be Mekadesh the Chodesh on the 30th day. So we have the observance of 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Mitzad Safek, and that's otherwise known as Shtei Kiddushos, and you don't know which of these 2 days is the real Rosh Hashanah. And Rabbi Yehuda, based on that intuitive understanding of the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, he's going to derive conclusions first and foremost about Erevin, that's our Masechta, but he's going to derive other conclusions in Hilchas Yontif that have nothing to do with Erevin. So let's read the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Rosh Hashanah Shayyare Shemetis Aber. Literally, Yare means he's afraid. I mean, we call it a chash, meaning he doesn't know, and for that matter, there are full communities that are not, they don't know whether the Eidim who will testify about the Levana Bechidusha, whether they will come on the 30th day of the month of El, maybe they won't come on the 30th day, and Beis Din is going to establish the month of El as Me'ubar. Me'ubar means Mole, as we call it. It's a Chodesh Me'ubar, and it's made up of 30 days, and Rosh Hashanah, therefore, is going to be on the 31st day of the month of El. That's going to be the first day of Tishrei. That's going to be Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, because of this chashash, which he calls Yare, Shemetis Aber, they have to worry about not only the first day of Rosh Hashanah, observe that as Yontif, but they also have to assume a Kedushas Yontif on day 31, not just on day 30, and they have to be Noe Kedushas Hayom on day 31 because of the possibility that maybe the Eidim are not going to come on day 30. Beis Din is going to be Mekadesh day 31 as Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, based on this suffix, we have certain leniencies. In other words, the halacha is going to be more flexible if we consider this suffix. And why is that so? Ma'arev Adam Shnei Eruvin. He can set up two Eruvin. In other words, he goes out chutz l'tchum. He wants to go out of, on that day, on the next day, he wants to go out chutz l'tchum, another 2,000 amos beyond the tchum of Shabbos, in this case, the tchum of Yontif. Now, we said the Yisur Tchumen applies, and the need for an Erev applies to Yontif just as well as it applies to Shabbos, correct? So now, if he wants to go, Lama Zogin, he wants to go to the east. And on the second day, he wants to go to the west. Right? He has business to meet somebody, or to be, right? The guy is coming in, and he wants to run away, or the Chacham is coming, he wants to be Kabbal. You know, we had all those scenarios, right? So, he on the first day, his interest is to go to the east. On the second day, his interest is go to the west. And he can set up Shnei Erevin. In other words, on Erev Yontif, which I guess you'd call it the afternoon of the 29th day of Elul, he's going to get two kikros of lechem, two passes. He'll set up one pass on the Tzad HaMizruch, another pass on the Tzad HaMayruv, and he'll set up two different Erev. The Omer, and this is what he's going to declare. Eruvi be'rishon l'mizruch, b'sheni l'marov. So if he wants the first day to have an Erev on the east, that's what he'll have. He wants an Erev for the second day on the west, that's what he'll have. Or he could declare the Erev that I'm putting on the west should be Konesh Shvisa Barishon on the first day, Lamayrov, and the Erev that I'm setting up on the Mizrach side should be Konesh Shvisa for the second day. That's just another variation. Now, it also could be that one of these 2 days he doesn't want an Erev at all. He wants to allow himself a halicha chutz le'iro outside of the tchum up to 2,000 amas in each direction in either the first day or the second day. And therefore, he can make the following declaration. He could say, Eruve Barishon, I want to be Kone Shvisa with my Erev on Rishon. B'sheni, on the second day, I don't want this Erev to be Kone at all, but I want to be Kibnei Iri, who have 2,000 Amma in each direction. And therefore, he can set up his Erev for Yom Rishon. Now, let's take the opposite. Again, we're just going through all the possible scenarios. Let's say he's not interested in moving towards the east on the first day, but rather on the second day. So you could say that on the first day, Eruve B'Sheni B'Rishon Kibne'iri, let this Erev be valid for the second day, and on the first day I want to be Konesh Visa here at home, have the same identical status as any of the members of my city, and I can go 2,000 Amma in each direction. Now, all of this is based on the premise of Shtei Kiddushos, that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah have two independent Kiddushos, and it's not one day that extends for 48 hours. And the only reason he is observing 2 days of Yontif is because of a Safek. He doesn't know exactly when Beis Din is going to be Mekadesh the Chodesh on the 30th or the 31st day. V'lo hodu lo chachamim, and the chachamim rejected the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, and they hold that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah have the status of kedusha achas, which means he cannot be konish visa on each of these 2 days in a different place. It's like, shall we say, making an eruv for half the day towards the east, and the other half a day, the Erev towards the west. You can't split up a day. And the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are one unit, one continuous, indivisible unit, and therefore, Kedusha Achasein, you cannot split between the 2 days. Your Makom Shvisa for the first day is going to be the same Makom Shvisa for the second day. And the Kedusha of these 2 days is not a Suffolk. Rashi points out that according to the Chachamim, we're not dealing with Safek, but we're dealing with some sort of Din Vadai. Now again, this is counterintuitive. You know, our hearts are with Rabbi Yehuda, and the Gemara is going to spend a lot of time trying to figure out, the Gemara is going to identify the Chacham with Rav Yossi, how is it that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are Kedusha Achasein? I mean, the whole enterprise of 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is because we don't know on which day the Edim came and on which day the Bezdin was Mekadish the Chodesh, and that's a pure Safek, and that's called Shtei Kedushos. And the Rabbanan are insisting, no, you can't split between the 2 days as far as Shvisa is concerned because Kedush Achas. And again, the Mishnah is going to go on and show the repercussions of this Machlokas in other areas, in terms of Afroshas, Trumas and Maisus, in terms of Beitzish and Olda Bezer. It's all here in this Mishnah. So we're all familiar with the phrase, the terminology, Yom HaRichto, with regard to Rosh Hashanah. I mean, this is where it comes from. We don't realize it's the source for that is in Masechta Erev. I mean, the Gemara touches on this in other Masechtas, like in Rosh Hashanah and in Beitza, but this is the original. Those are clones. And Kedusha Achas of the Chachamim is at this point counterintuitive. Now, I just want to read to you a note that's based on the Magid Mishnah and on the Ravid in Hilchas Erevin. He writes that Ladas Chachamim Shnei Yomim Heim Bevadai Kedusha Achas V'Afilu Lekula. Now watch this. Until now, we've been assuming that the Chachamim are rejecting the flexibility of Rabbi Yehuda in Erevin, setting up two Erevin for 2 days, because they're Machmir based on Kedush Achas. Here's a possibility of Kedusha Achas Lekula. A Ruvo Konesh Visa L'Shnei Yomim B'Bein HaShmoshes L'Yontif Rishon Afilim Nechal B'Yontif Rishon Shekvar Konelo Shvisa Gam L'Yontif Sheni. Again, these are concepts that should be familiar to us. Again, we're not sure why the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are Kedusha Achas. That we'll try to address this new Takanas Chachamim that both days of Rosh Hashanah are like one day. But what we do know is that as a result of Kedusha Achas, you can set up an Eruv, and the Eruv could be swallowed, it could be consumed immediately with nightfall on the first day. You don't need another Eruv for the second day. Of course, the second day is the first day. It's all one day. So the Bein HaShmoshes of the first day, going into the first day, which is day 30 in Chodesh Elul, will be Chal, I need to say the Erev of Bein HaShmoshes, will be Chal and permit you through that Erev of wherever you're Konesh Shvisa for the second day as well. Kein Kosev HaMagid Mishnah V'das HaRav Ravid B'Hilchas Erevin Perek Ches. Ach harayvid basagos kosav shirak lechumra omrim achachamim shem kedusha achas shalachin eni yochel yariv lechol yom b'makom acher aval lo lekula ulefichach im nechal ha'eriv b'yom rishon eno somech olav liyom shedi. That this takana, that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are one day, that's only L'chumra but not L'kula. L'chumra that you cannot set up two Erevin for the 2 days in two different directions and be Konesh Shvisa on one day to the Mizrach, one day to the Meir, one day to B'nai Ha'ir, and so forth and so on. But to say L'kula that if the Erev got eaten up, it's valid for the second day as well, that far we can't go. Because it could be that the second day is really Rosh Hashanah. So although the Chachamim made a takana, but they're not going to make a takana lekula against the Doraisa halacha. Meaning, let's, for argument's sake, say the Tchumim were Doraisa, and Erevin is Doraisa. Just for argument's sake. So I need an Erev on the second day. Where's my Erev? It's the Eruv that I set up on the first day, that's already gone. That's already in the Olam HaSel Yoinim. So where's my Eruv for the second day? Now we'll talk about Doraisas. I mean, on Doraisa level, I need an Eruv on the second day. And in this case, honestly, and I have to tell you, I don't usually say this, but the Ravid is right and the Rambam is wrong. I mean, it was intuitively, the Ravid is saying what makes sense. You know, you can have a Takonis Chachomim that you want to upgrade the status of the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah from a Suffolk situation to a kind of a Vadai. I mean, that could be a power that the Chachomim have, but not to undermine the Doraisa. Or again, if you don't want to call it Tchumin Doraisa, at least the Iker Din, that one of these 2 days is the real Rosh Hashanah. The other day is not. And therefore, let's say going into the second day and your Erev is gone, how could you be Matir Tchum for the second day without an Erev? So you want to go L'chumra and say the Rabbanu consider it as one day of Rosh Hashanah, such that you cannot make two Erevim for the two different days, Das Vashteitzach. But to go a step further, says the Ravid, that I don't know. By the way, I'm trying to remember who told me this recently, not long ago. You know, the Rav Soloveitchik lost 3 members of his family in 1 year. And according to this story, I don't know the details, maybe you heard it, at the end of the third round of Shiva, when he got up from Shiva, it just, you know, fell upon his head, you know, the 3 losses within a year. And he was frozen. And his arm almost automatically grabbed a Rambam from the shelf. And he opens up a Rambam, and his Asogas Arrived. Now, it's in his bloodstream that if the Ravid is massing on the Rambam, we have to defend the Rambam. That's a Melchemes Mitzvah. And for hours, he got completely engrossed in trying to defend the Rambam against the Ravid, and it brought him out of a state of depression. But in this case, I would just say the following, that the Rambam might hold that here we have a principle of Yesh Koch Biad Chachamim. The Chachamim wanted to avoid inconsistencies. And they were at a fork in the road. They had to either decide on Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushas. And according to the Rambam Shita, and many Rishonim agree with the Rambam against the Ravid, once they decided on Kedusha Achas, we're going to go with the ball, and we're not going to make inconsistencies. We're not going to all of a sudden say, well, you know what, it's Shtei Kedushas. Once we go past the Suffolk situation, the Rabbanan say we're going to establish each day of Rosh Hashanah as a Vadai, and that's going to have an implication not only in Erevin to disqualify a second Erev for the second day, but also in other Dinim, as we'll soon see in the Mishnah, then they consistently set up Kedusha. And it's one Kedusha for 2 days. And it's an amazing power that the Chachamim are given. You know, we say Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, that with regard to Kedushas Hazmanim, the Torah passed the baton and invested all the authority in the Chachamim. And this has tremendous repercussions as far as Yontif Sheni Shel Golios is concerned. Because Yontif Sheni Shel Golios is Kedushas Hayom. I mean, you know, the Baal HaTanya supposedly said that there's no Kedushas Hayom in Eretz Yisrael for Yontif Sheni Shel Golios. You know, that was also the Psak of the Chacham Tzvi way before the Alter Rebbe. But it was interesting how the Alter Rebbe used to dramatize this. He says you can't have 2 Jews walking the streets of Jerusalem or of Eretz Yisrael, and one has Kedushas Hayom and the other doesn't have Kedushas Hayom. But his point was that the Chachamim invested Kedushas Hayom in Yontif Sheni Shel Golios, but only in Golios, not in Eretz Yisrael. And it's a very powerful argument. What other repercussions are there to Kedusha Achas and Shtei Kedushas with regard to Rosh Hashanah? And now we get to V'od Amar Rabbi Yehuda. We're talking about Afroshas, Truma, on the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. And again, all we have to know is, number one, that if you have Tvua or Peros that were not subject to Afrasha, then that's called Tevel, and you're not allowed to eat them, obviously, until after Afrasha's Trumas of Maestris. And number two, we have to know that the Chacham prohibited Afrasha's Trumas of Maestris on Shabbos and Yontif. And the issue of Muktzah comes up very often in Masechta Shabbos, is Tevel Muktzah. Is there a way, asks Rabbi Yehuda, being mafrish trumas and maestris on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, the 30th day of Elul, and although I'm not going to rely on that afrasha on that day, but it'll help me such that I can eat the peros on the second day, and that's called tnai. Odom Rabbi Yehuda masna odom al kalkola. Peros shel tevel b'kalkola. Kalkola is a basket. And he makes the following tonight. He's mafish b'yontif rishon of Rosh Hashanah. And he takes off X amount of peros. And he says the following. If today, I'm basing myself on Rashi, if today is chol, because again, maybe the Eidim are going to come tomorrow, then this should be a valid hafrashas truma on all the rest of the peros that are in the basket, and they're no longer tevel. And for sure, I'm allowed to do this hafrasha because today is chol. There's no hafrashas truma of Isis on chol. But in my yom kodesh, if unbeknown to me, Bezdin was makabalei the same makabalei the chodesh today, and El was a chaser, and now today is the first day of Rosh Hashanah Tziyantiv, is then ein bidvarei klum. I said nothing. And if I said nothing, then I didn't violate the Isur of Afrasha. In other words, on the tzad that today is Yontif, and you're not allowed to be mafrish truma, then this Afrasha is garnished. I mean, we'll see that the Gemara is not happy with this kind of conditional Afrasha. But that's the sheet of Rabbi Yehud. Now we get to the second day. He takes the peros on which he was mafrish on the first day, and he declares the following. If yesterday was Kodesh, and today is Chol, then those same peros that I was mafrish yesterday should now be Truma for the balance of the peros. And that's fine, because today is Chol. And if today is Chol, I can be mafrish Trumas and Maestris. Yesterday's Hafrasha was garnished because it was Yontif. And if today is Yontif, then yesterday was Chol, and yesterday's Hafrasha was Bichal. So when he gets to the second day, Mimanafshach, no matter how you slice the cake, he has Peros that he's allowed to eat, Echulin and not Truma. If you don't mind, again, this is for me and not for you. I'm very slow. I want to go over it one more time. The Mimanafshach is the following. On the first day, his hafrasha could be valid on the tzad that the first day is chol. And that's wonderful. Then on the second day, he can eat the peros because the hafrasha was a valid hafrasha and there's no longer tevel in what's left in the basket. On the tzad that the first day was kodesh, and therefore chas v'shalom, you know, the hafrasha would be a violation of yontif, so he immediately negates, you know, the hafrasha. Then today is going to be mafrish those same peros as truma, because yesterday was kodesh and today is chol. So that's the application of shtei kedushos, Rav Yehuda's shita, above and beyond the bounds of Erevin. In Erevin, we say that one of the 2 days is kodesh. We don't know which day. He could set up two different Erevin. And in the case of Afrosh's truma, he'll redo the Afrasha on the second day in event that the first day was Kodesh, and therefore he nullified the Afrasha the first day, and now he's doing Afrasha on the second day. So when he gets to the second day, Mimanafshach, he can eat the peros. Again, on the first day, he's in trouble, because if the first day is Kodesh, then he's nullifying the Afrasha. So there's a 50% chance that he's eating Tevel. So on the first day, there's no way, no how that he can allow him to eat the peros. But the situation is frozen until he gets to the second day, because on the second day, Mimonafshach, if the first Hafrosh of yesterday was valid, he's okay. And if it wasn't valid, then it means that today is Chol, and now he's going ahead with another Hafrosh. This is all the application of Shtei Kedushas. V'chein, another case, says Rabbi Yehuda, a din that we could derive from Shtei Kedushos, is Beitza Shenolda Berishon Teyachal B'Sheni. If the chicken laid an egg on the first day, the 30th day of Elul, which we observe as Rosh Hashanah, but only Mitzad Safek, then you can eat that egg on the second day. Once again, we have a clear-cut Mimonafshach. What would be the problem of eating the egg on the second day? It would be a problem of hachana, because it means that Yontif was Mechin for Yontif. But that's not true, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're talking about one day of Yontif, not 2 days of Yontif. We don't know which day is Yontif. And Mimonafshach the Beitza is Muteris. Im Hayoma Rishon is Yontif. So it's a Beitza Shanol to be Yontif. And today, the second day is Chol. And there's no Easter of eating. Let's say the egg was born on Isruchag, right? So there's no Easter in eating if the egg was born on Yontif, it was laid on Yontif, and he wants to eat it on Isruchag, there's no problem. So if the first day of Rosh Hashanah was Yontif, then the second day of Yontif is Isruchag, he's certainly allowed to eat the egg. V'im Yom HaSheni Hu Yontif, then the egg was prepared on Erev Yontif, which is Chol. And it wasn't a Beitza Shenol to be Yontif. And therefore, Mimonafshach, he could eat the egg. And on all these dinim, lo hodu lo chacham. The chachamim disagreed with what Rabbi Yehuda said. They hold that you cannot be mafresh truma on 2 days. You know, for the 2 days, one afresh on the first day, one afresh on the second day. Even with the Tanai. And in the case of Beitza Shenol de Berishon, lo teyachal b'sheni, this is all, according to Chachamim, the application of Kedusha Achas. Now the Mishnah quotes Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus. Now, this quote of Rabbi Dosa really belongs to the laws of Tefillah, and it only has an overlap with our Mishnah because of the law of Suffolk. Meaning, if we wave the flag of Rabbi Yehuda that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is Suffolk. So we're talking Omer, whether the word Omer is a very ambiguous word. And Rashi says that Omer, actually Rashi of the Rambam here in the Mishnah says that Omer means the Shliach Tzibur. So, Omer ha'over b'fnei ha'teva, the Shliach Tzibur goes to recite the Tfilos on behalf of the Tzibur. The language of Over has to do with the Aron Kodesh, and where the Aron Kodesh is situated, and where the Sefer Torah is. So the Teva is the Aron Kodesh that hosts the Sefer Torah, and that's where the Shliach Tzibur stood. B'yontif shel Rosh Hashanah. He's got 2 days of Yontif of Rosh Hashanah. Now, Rosh Hashanah is a kind of a schizophrenic. It has different identities, because not only is it Rosh Hashanah, but it's also Rosh Chodesh. According to Rabbi Dosa, in the Tfilos of Rosh Hashanah, the Shliach Tzibur should mention not only Rosh Hashanah, but also Rosh Chodesh, and he should set up a Tnai. We don't know which of the 2 days is actually Rosh Chodesh. He has to mention Rosh Chodesh. Again, the Chacham are going to say that Rosh Hashanah completely trumps Rosh Chodesh, and therefore forget about Rosh Chodesh. But Rabbi Dosa is of the opinion that we must mention in our tefillos, that was the takana b'chol yom v'yom, that you have to mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Chodesh, And that applies even to Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Omer, he says the following. On the first day, Hachalitzeinu Hashem Elokeinu Es Yom Rosh HaChodesh HaZeh. But he should add the following words. Im Hayom Im L'machar. He says that God, you know, protect us on this day of Rosh Chodesh. And I'm not sure whether today is Rosh Chodesh or tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. L'machar on the second day, he should say the same thing. Hu Omer Achlitzeinu Hashem Elokeinu Es Yom Rosh HaChodesh HaZeh Im Hayom Im Emesh, whether today or yesterday. So there's only a slight variation between the 2 days. V'lohodolo Chachomim, the Chachomim say, drop any askar of Rosh Chodesh in Tefillas Rosh Hashanah. The personality of the day, the Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah, completely overshadows its status as Rosh Chodesh. And the Gemara is going to go into great detail to analyze this machlokes between Rabbi Dosa and the Chacham. So again, truth be told, that this machlokes is not really so relevant to Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham in our Mishnah. It's only relevant because the nusach of Rosh Chodesh requires a kind of a t'nai, because we don't know which of the 2 days are Rosh Chodesh. That's a reflection of the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Man lo hodula. Very often the Gemara is interested to know if you have a Tanakama and then a Das Yochid, who is the Tanakama? We very often want to identify, I think we've had it in Masech Erevin in the past, can we identify who the anonymous Tana is? Omar Rav, Rabbi Yosihi. I'm going to prove to you from a Braisa that the identity of this anonymous Tana, the Tanakama, the Chachomim, is none other than Rabbi Yosi. Now, I was a little disappointed because I was assuming that this is Rabbi Yossi Stemoy, but I don't know, let's just see. Just give me a second here, I'm curious to see, but I don't... If they tell you who this Rabbi Yossi is. No, okay. In any event, because there are a number of different Tanoim who had the name Rabbi Yossi. This Sanya we learned in a Braisa. This Braisa is going to indicate that Rabbi Yossi holds that you cannot be Ma'ariv the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah in two different makomos. You cannot be Konish Vis on 2 days of Rosh Hashanah in two different places against Rabbi Yehuda. And the Braisa says, Modim Chachomim Le Rabbi Eliezer Be Rosh Hashanah. Now, we're back for a moment to the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Ches that records a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim in the case of 48 hours of continuous Kedusha Sayom, which means that Yontif was either on a Friday or on a Sunday. And although Rabbi Eliezer saw this as two Kedushos and therefore he allowed you to set up two Erevin, one on Thursday for Yontif, and one on Friday afternoon for Shabbos, but the Chacham said no. You cannot be Ma'ariv two different Erevin, one on Thursday and one on Friday, for two different Ruchos, right, for two different directions, because we are, I should say, afraid of Kedusha Achas. Why do I say afraid? Because if you remember, the Chachamim had a suffolk as to whether or not 2 days of Kedusha Sayom are one Kedusha or two Kedushas. They went L'chumra in all directions. And in this case, against Rabbi Eliezer, they were Machmir, and they considered it as Kedusha Achas, which means that to set up two different Erevin would be like splitting a day into half. But however, Modim Chachamim L'Rabbi Eliezer, they're going to accept the principle of Kedusha Achas B'Rosh Hashanah, with regard to Rosh Hashanah. And Kedusha Achas, 1 second. No, no, no. I made a mistake here. Modim chachamim l'Rabbi Eliezer b'Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Eliezer, who insisted that 48 hours of continuous Kedush Sayom reflects two different personalities, Shtei Kedushos. One is the Kedush of Yontif, the other is the Kedush of Shabbos, the two independent Kedushos, and therefore Rabbi Eliezer insists that you could set up two Erevin for the two different days, and the Chacham reject that. They're worried about Kedush Achas. But they agree to the principle of Shtei Kedushos. They embrace Shtei Kedushos in the case of Rosh Hashanah. Because what's the whole Machayev of what motivates us to 2 days of Rosh Hashanah? Shaya Yore Shemitis Aber. It's all based on the fact that he doesn't know that maybe the Beis Din will be Ma'aber the previous month, meaning Elul, and then they'll decide to establish the second day, meaning the 31st day, as Rosh Hashanah. And therefore the whole enterprise of 2 days of Rosh Hashanah clearly is Shtei Kedushos. So that sheet of Shtei Kedushos of Rabbi Eliezer, which the Rabbanan weren't willing to accept in the case of Yom Tov and Shabbos, they'll accept it in the case of 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, Ma'ariv Adam Shnei Eruvin, on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, he could say, Eruvi Barishon Lemizra. On the second day, he'll say, Eruvi Lemaira. Alternatively, Barishon Lemaira B'Sheni Lemizra, Barishon U'B'Sheni K'Bnei Iri. Right, I want Eruve Barishon would be to Ma'ariv or to Mizrach, and B'Sheni, I want to be like B'Nei Iri, Eruve B'Yom Sheni, I want an Eruv to the east or to the west on the second day, meaning the 31st day, right, and B'Yom Rishon, K'B'Nei Iri, I don't want any Eruv at all on the first day. Again, all these different variations are acceptable, even according to the Chachamim, because in the case of Rosh Hashanah, the Chachamim embraced the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, called Shtei Kedushos, which we saw in our Mishnah as the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, and we personally added a comment that that's the intuitive understanding of 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. It's purely a suffix. We don't know which day the Beis Din is going to Kaddish the month, and therefore the Kaddish Rosh Hashanah. So it's two separate Kedushos, and it's a suffix which one of these 2 days is the real Rosh Hashanah. We could go through all the different Erevin, and we could go through Hafrashas Truma with the Tanai, and Beitza Shenolda Bezeh Muteres Bezeh, and the Chachamim will accept the principle of Shtei Kedushas. But Rabbi Yossi, Omer, the Braisa concludes by quoting the dissenting view of Rabbi Yossi, who prohibits setting up two Erevin for the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah in two different directions, because Rabbi Yossi holds that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are Kedusha Achas. And hopefully, at this point in the Sugya, you know, we're at a very exciting Parshas Drachim, and we'll probably get a clue as to why Rabbi Yossi would hold that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are Kedusha Achas. You can't set an Eruv for the two different days on two different directions. And our Mishnah, which says Lohodu Lo Chachamim, was referring to Rabbi Yossi. Okay. Now, we're at this very sensitive juncture, and here we need another introduction, because our Gemara doesn't spell out a sugya in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, which also appears at the beginning of Masechta Beitza. And this is called Niskalkalu Alaviyah Bashir. You remember this sugya? I'll just refresh your memories. It happened on one occasion. It was Rosh Hashanah, and the Edim did not show up on that day, which is the 30th day of Elul, until after they were makriv the tamid shel bein arba'im. Correct? Every day there were two karbanos tamid, the two tamidim. One is the tamid shel shachar. One is the tamid shel bein arba'im. And each tamid had to be accompanied by the shir shel yom. And the Levim were in charge in the Beis HaMikdash, not of bringing the korbanos, that was the responsibility of the Kohanim, but they were responsible for the shir And there was a shear for the Tomet Shel Shachar, there was a shear for the Tomet Shel Ben Arbayim. And while the Hakrova, the Korban, was going on, they would sing the shear. Every day of the week had its own shear that was specific for that day. All this is codified in the Mishnayos and Masechta Tomid. Rosh Hashanah, and every Yontif for that matter, had its own unique shear. And in this particular occasion, they were up to the Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim. And the shear for the Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim on Rosh Hashanah is Tehillim Perek Puf Pei Aleph. And if you have some of the Ashkenazic Siddurim, we'll have that on the inner flap based on the Gaon. The Gaon was very machbid, even in our day when we don't have the Leviim singing on the in the Beis Hamikdash, we still are machbid to recite that particular psalm for the day. Hasirosi Misevel Shichmo, that's the capital Pei Aleph, that's appropriate for Rosh Hashanah. And it's very interesting. According to the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, as far as the Tomid Shel Shachar is concerned, they sang the regular song of the regular psalm of that day of the week, whatever day of the week it was. And you have to know about Lo Adu Rosh, right? Because on almost all the days of Rosh Hashanah throughout the years, the Eidim would not come before the Tomid Shel Shachar. The Tomid Shel Shachar was brought very early in the morning, and it was way before the Eidim would show up. So they made a separate takana in the Gemara at the end of Rosh Hashanah that l'chatchila they should recite the Shir Shel Chol on Shachris at the time of the Tomid Shel Shachar. But Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim, they have to be metaken, they have to fulfill the requirement of the Shir Shel Yontif, because in most cases by the time they got up to the Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim, the Eidim had already come. So they could now be absolutely sure that they would have to sing from this capital, Pei Aleph, because it was already Rosh Hashanah. However, on one particular occasion, the Eidim showed up after the Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim. That's called Niskalkalu Halevim Bashir, which means that they recited the wrong Shira. They didn't recite that Perek Pei Aleph. They didn't anticipate that the Eidim would come so late. The Eidim showed up. Bezdin was Makadish that day as Rosh Hashanah. And this created a kind of trembling, you know, a kind of shiver through the Chachamim. And they decided, therefore, to make a Takana in order to avoid this kind of situation. And they made a takana that if the Eidim show up in the Sanhedrin, in the Lishkas Hagosis, wherever it was, then and they showed up after the Korban Tumah was already brought, Beis Din would make a decision, again this is the authority of Beis Din, that they will not accept these Eidim. They will postpone the Kabbalas Eidim until the next day, and they will not sanctify the first day as Rosh Hashanah, they will sanctify the second day as Rosh Hashanah. And now, they will koveya the second day as Rosh Hashanah, and the Shir Shel Yontif of Pei Aleph, that they will recite on the second day, because that second day was established as Rosh Hashanah. But here's the catch 22. Here's the chiddush. That even after the Tomid Shel Shachar was, the Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim was brought in the Mikdash, and it was absolutely certain that based on this Takana, Beis Din would not accept the Eidim until the next day, so it's not to be Mekalkil Mafreya, the Leviim Bashir. Nevertheless, here's the punchline, they would continue to be Noe Kedushas Yontif until the end of the first day, and of course the second day was sanctified as Yontif. And the Gemara is now going to establish that this is the foundation for Rav Yossi's Kiddush Achas. Meaning, you, the Chachamim, which are the Chachamim of of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Eliezer and so forth and so on that are applying, or the Chachamim, I should say, that are molded to Rabbi Eliezer in this brisa, that apply the principle in Rosh, to, of Shtei Kedushas to Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yossi is going to argue this is impossible. You want to talk about Shtei Kedushas because only one day of these 2 days is Yontif? That can't be true. Because, I'll prove it to you, if the Edom came after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim was brought, Beis Din would postpone the Kiddush of Rosh Hashanah until the next day, the second day, and yet the first day was continued to be observed with its full-fledged Kiddush Sayom. How is that possible? If Beis Din is postponing the Kiddush Hayom until the second day, then the first day is not Yontif. Why are we Noe Kiddusha? The answer must be that we're not dealing with Sveika Diyoma. We're dealing with the Takanas Chachamim, in which the first day of Rosh Hashanah, day 30 of Elul, is no less of a Yontif Rosh Hashanah than the second day. Amar Lehen, Rabbi Yossi turns to the Chachamim. Again, these are the Chachamim that accepted Shtei Kedushos and Sveika Diyoma of Rabbi Eliezer in the case of Rosh Hashanah. Iatem modim sheim bo edim in a minchul amal shenogim oso yom kodesh l'mocher kodesh. Aren't you in agreement with the takana that is codified in the Mishnayis and the Masechta Rosh Hashanah that if the edim delayed coming to the Beis HaMikdash until after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim was brought, that we continue to observe that first day as Kodesh, even though we know that the Levana was Bechidusha the night before, you know, going into the 30th day, yet we're going to sanctify the 31st day as Rosh Hashanah. We continue the first day as Rosh Hashanah. Is that's called Nogim Hayom Kodesh Lumachar Kodesh. We see clearly that the Kedusha of these 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is a separate Hakodes Chachamim to be Noeg 2 days as Rosh Hashanah, as Kedusha Sayom. This Kedusha is not a Safek Kedusha. There's no way, no how you can talk about Safek. In Hilchas Safek, there's no significance or meaning to observe the first day as Rosh Hashanah with all the Isurim of Rosh Hashanah of Yontif. Unless you assume that the Chachamim established this day as a day b'toras vaday, and therefore the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah have one Kedusha, it's Kedusha Achas. And therefore you cannot be Kona Shvisa on one day in one place, and Kona Shvisa on the second day through a second Erev in another place. And here we turn to Daf Lamed Tesam and Beis. And we're about to finish because we just have to get to the two dots here on the top of Lamed Tesam and Beis. And for Rabbanan, the Chachamim say the following. Hasam, there in the case where the Rabbanan made a takana, that if the Edom failed to come before the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, we continue the day and we're Noe Kedush Sayom and Yontif on that first day, even after Mincha. So as not to be mezalzel well, what does that mean? This is gibberish. I read this 5 times until I finally figured it out. What do you mean ki hechidulol zalzulibe? Who mentioned anything about zilzal over here? The answer is, Rabbosai, that the Chachamim hold against Rav Yossi and the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are Sveika Diyoma. On this particular occasion, that the Edim showed up after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, there is no Safek. But what's going to be next year on Rosh Hashanah? We'll have a bona fide Safek. We don't know when the Edim showed up or when we did. Is therefore Asi Lizilzule Bay. The reason why we're going to observe the first day of Rosh Hashanah even though we know for sure that it's not Rosh Hashanah, is because of the Sfeik of the Yoma of next year, so that we can guarantee that next year we will observe Rosh Hashanah on the first day, when there is a bona fide suffix. You came up with a scenario, Rabbi Yossi, a fluke, if we could call it that, an unusual set of circumstances where instead of the Eidim coming in the morning, which they always came, they came in the afternoon after the Tumim, and we're now in a bind because, truth be told, we should make an announcement that everybody get into their car and go home if you parked your car in the shul parking lot, because there's no Yontif anymore. The Eidim didn't come. This is the last day of Chodesh Elul. You know, continue your slichos and do tshuva, but it's not Rosh Hashanah. That's what we should have done. And that's the Shita of the Chacham. What the Chachamim were masaken was a strange kind of Iser Molocha on a day that we know is not Yontif. We're not going to let you go out of the shul in the Mincha time and get into your car and drive home. And why not? Because next year, we want to guarantee that you will observe the first day, which is day 30 on your calendar, day 30 of Elul, as if it were Yontif, because of the Sfeik of the Yoma. So li'olam shtei kedushos hayin. And the only reason why we observe the first day is mitzad safek. And if we're far away and we don't know, we'll observe the second day, mitzad safek. And therefore, Rabbi Eliezer is certainly correct, say the Chachamim, that you can make an Erev in two different directions with regard to the Shnei Yomim Tovim and Rosh Hashanah, because the Sfeik of the Yomim is Shnei Kedushos. A Shita that was reflected in that Mishnah by Rabbi Yehud. I, Rabbi Yossi, found a precedent for Kedusha Achas in a situation where the Rabbanu were Mesakin in Iser Malacha on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, despite the fact that there's no Sfeik of the Yomim, and therefore Rabbi Yossi proved that the takana of the first day of Yontif is b'toras vaday, not b'toras safeg. Say the Chachamim, name, that's not true. The 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are both sfeik of the Yoma. You found this precedent for an Iser, a niug Iser Malach on a day of Rosh Hashanah, quotation marks, which is not Rosh Hashanah at all, and there is no sfeik of the Yoma. That's a different halach. That's a harchak and a gzera to your normal year, where we don't know if the Eidim showed up, and we have no clue as to whether or not the month of El is Chaser or Mole, and the first day, which is day 30, might be day Rosh Hashanah, and therefore we have to be Noi Kedusha on this day in your fluke situation to protect us in the 99% of percentile of cases when it's a real Sveik Idioma. Otherwise, Asil Zulzulebe. They're going to say, wait a minute, last year we got into our cars on the 30th day of Elul, and we drove home from synagogue, and we clapped off in Tish that it's not Rosh Hashanah. So why should we observe Rosh Hashanah this year on the 30th day of Elul? They're going to begin to think that the 30th day of Elul is just that. That Elul, by definition, is a Chodesh Malek. And there is no Niyug Yontif on the 30th day. They're going to just drop the ball on the first day, the whole entity of the first day of Rosh Hashanah. So Kidei Shalom Asi L'Zilzulei Bei, the Rabbanan made this takana that we should observe Niyug Yontif L'Chumra even for the balance of the day, when we know for sure Bezdin is not going to be Mekadish the Rosh Hashanah until tomorrow, because it's after Mincha L'Maila, in order to protect the situation in a normal year when we do have a bona fide Sfeik of the Yoma, so that we observe both days of Rosh Hashanah with Niyug Iser Malach, but both days are being observed Midin Sfeika Diyom. That's the Chachamim of Rabbi Yossi. And the fascinating thing that we'll see in Mirtz Hashem in the Hemshech HaSugya is that although it seems that Rabbi Yossi is a Das Yochid, but nevertheless we're going to accept all the Chumras of Rabbi Yossi and Kedusha Achas. And that in Mirtz Hashem. Just want to add a comment here from the Chazon Ish. He says that Gam Ladas Rabbi Yossi Hatam Shetiknu LaHamshich
linog b'kedusha b'sofa yom rishon kidesh lo yovo lezalzel bo b'shonim abos el shadait ledaito, according to Rav Yossi, that is kavu oso chacham ki kedusha achas im hayom hasheni. So that in terms of the yisod hatakana, even Rabbi Yossi is on board with the Chachamim that it's Kadesh lo yavo lezalzel bo b'shonim abos. But the sheet of Rabbi Yossi is that they started with that as a takeoff point. That was the yisod hatakana, the reason for the takana that motivated the Chacham to make the takana. But they did establish the 2 days as one kedusha. They did establish the first day as having an absolute definite kedusha sayom of Rosh Hashanah with an Isa Yontif, and we extend that to the second day as well. Now, there's another footnote that I wanted to call to your attention. He says, after Mekomos HaRachokim Mibezdin Shal Yodu Im Bo Eidim V'lo Yodu Im Niskadesh Hayom B'yom HaRishon O B'yom HaSheni Nogu Kedusha B'shnei Yomim Logak Misafek. And again, we're talking about the Shita here of Rabbi Yossi, of Kedusha Achas. Ela af me'achashash shebo edim in a mincha l'mala, sheba ofen ze shnei hayomim Kedusha b'toras vada, Kedusha b'toras vada. L'chein gam b'mekomos elu, shnei hayomim Kedusha Achas. So that even in situations of communities that were far away from Beis Din in such a way that they couldn't know whether Edim came or not, they couldn't know if the first day was sanctified or the second, they would be knowing Kedusha for 2 days, and according to Rabbi Yossi, not just B'toras Sofek, but also based on this Chashash that maybe Edim would come in El Mincha L'mala, in which case the 2 days were established as Vaday, as Kedusha Achas. Takana zu she'ein mekabel misa'edim li'achar ha'mincha, this takana that we don't accept the edim after mincha, nago rak bizman beis ha'migdash, aval li'achar churban beis ha'migdash, she'kvar ein korbonos v'ein shir shal yom, tikein Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, she'ikabel misa'edim kol ha'yom kemavur bebeitza daf hei, ulach ora, based on this gemara in Beitza that Rav Yochanan established that we should accept the edim during the entire course of the day, even after mincha, is liachar shenit k'to takanoso shav yochan ben zake shuv lo nogu shnei yomim b'tor zvadai. It would seem that after the takana of yochan ben zake post churban, we go back to the original matzav, the original situation of sfeika de yoma v'nimtza, and therefore kedusha shnei ayomim he rak machmas sofek u'shtei kedusha sein. And this should be true even according to Rav Yossi. So if you look at this long Tosus, Divrei Maskil E, he writes that Lo Mistabish Rav Yossi Shahoya Achra Churban, even Rav Yossi was after the Churban, Hityaches B'dvar V'kak L'zman Beis HaMikdash. It doesn't make sense that Rav Yossi's argument and his view as he presented it was only during the period of time of the Zman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, when he was talking to a generation after the Churban Abayis in Bavel, and therefore he quotes here the Bala Ma'or, who says that Gamli Achar Churban Abayis Noegim Shnei Yomim B'Toras Vaday Mikoach Takonas Chachamim. Even again, this logically doesn't seem so, because we're accepting the Edim even as late as after the time of Mincha. But mikevan shegam liachar achurban emshichu linog shnei yomim misafeg shelo yadu im bo edim olo. And again, according to the takana of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, we could accept edim even late into the first day. So they had this suffik of shnei yomim. Lachen legabeim lo ishtansa hatakana. The takana remained intact, the original takana. And nishara kedushas shnei ayomim bi oso ofen. They continue this takana and the definition of the kedusha shnei yomim in the same way that they had before the churban. V'nogu shnei yom b'toras vada. Omnam, he writes, be eretz Yisrael, meaning those places that were located close to Beis Din, liachar takanas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, chal shinui bekvias hayom ki yom tov, shareim bo eidim b'sof hayom noga kedusha rak b'yom echad, l'chaim gam b'ofen shalo bo eidim b'yom rishon, nimtze shenogu shnei yomim misofek. Umikomakom ein kedushosam mikoch atakona shoysel fnei hachurban. So this is really interesting because we might be separating two divisions here between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz. Machlokosam shel Rav Yossi v'Rav Yehuda hi lifnei Churban Abayis, and that's bein b'Eretz Yisrael, bein b'Chutz Laretz. Li achar Churban Abayis, shayim makablim esedim kol ayom rak b'Chutz Laretz. Then we have a machlokus about whether they continue the original takana and it was kedusha achas, or they went back to Sveika de Yoma, but the Eretz Yisrael, certainly they were in a state of Shnei, of Sveika de Yoma, Shnei Yome Mirak Machmas Sveika de Yoma, Vem Shtei Kedushas Gam Lidas Rav Yossi. So that's a pretty radical Chiddush. Okay, this is where we're going to stop, and we're up to the Gemara here on Daf Lamed Tes Amid Beis V'od Omar Rabbi Yehuda, which is, let's see, which is actually the top line on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis. Mishnah, we'll pick that up on Yom Rishon.